North Dakota. So this is where you've squirreled yourself away, Thornberry said, looking past Paul Longyear's lean, high-cheeked face to the treeless grassland stretching out to the distant rolling hills. My people's homeland, said Longyear with some bitterness in his voice. Longyear was a biologist who had been stunned to find that the aliens of New Earth were just as human as he was. For centuries, the intelligent machines that Aditi called the predecessors had sent scouting missions to Earth to collect DNA samples, from which they created the humanoids that greeted Longyear and the other members of Jordan Kell's expedition to Sirius. Not such a bad spot, Thornberry said. From all I'd read about the United States' treatment of Native Americans, I'd expect your reservation to be nothing but rocks and sand. Longyear stretched out one arm and swept it across the horizon. Before the whites invaded our territory, he said, the Sioux Nation ranged all across this land. They followed the buffalo herds for 1,000 miles. And now we're penned into this reservation. Thornberry, thick-set and jowly, was wearing a tan leather jacket over his white shirt and jeans. Longyear wore a checkered flannel shirt and almost identical jeans tucked into worn, scuffed boots. His jet-black hair was braided into a long queue that ran down his back halfway to his belt. As they walked slowly along a streamlet that bubbled over a pebbled bed, Thornberry said, I thought you'd be at your university, not out here. Longyear shook his head. I got the feeling that I was being watched. Everywhere I went, they were watching me. His beefy face breaking into a quizzical smile, Thornberry said, You're not accustomed to being famous. Famous? Me? You're one of the star travelers, my boy. You've been to New Earth. Of course people stare at you. Lowering his voice to a conspiratorial half-whisper, Thornberry added, 'Tis a great way to find willing women, it is. That and finding yourself to be a multimillionaire. Longyear did not smile. I'm no multimillionaire. Besides, it wasn't that kind of a thing. I got the feeling the government was watching me, listening to everything I said. I had no privacy, not really. You're pretty young to be a paranoid. It's not paranoia. They were watching me, following every step I took. Like they wanted to know exactly where I was every minute of the day or night, what I was saying, what I was thinking. Thornberry rubbed his jaw. You know, I got that feeling, too. I even spoke to Jordan about it when we had dinner in Chicago. I should have gone with you, Longyear admitted. It would have been good to see Jordan again. He and Aditi send their regards. Longyear walked along the edge of the stream for a few silent moments. Finally, he asked Thornberry, So, Mitch, what brings you here? And don't tell me you missed my company. I did, you know, and that's a fact. But there's more, isn't there? Thornberry's normal little smile faded. There is. I think you're right. We are being watched. And listened to. Longyear actually smiled. So who's the paranoid now? I tried to phone Jordan yesterday, Thornberry said, utterly serious. I got a digitized message saying he's not available. You mean they won't let you through to him? Thornberry nodded. That's why I came here, Longyear said. I can be free here among my own people. Nobody from the government's come looking for you. Oh, a half dozen security people have come sniffing around, but my people don't tell them anything. I've even seen a couple of drones flying by. I go to ground, then. Go to ground. Indoors, Longyear said. Casting an eye toward the nearly cloudless sky, Thornberry said, You know, they probably have satellites surveilling this area. Nothing I can do about that. Well, there's something I can do, begod. I'm going back to Chicago and start raising a rumpus. I'm a wealthy man now, and they can't bottle me up. You think not? Longyear asked. Thornberry hesitated before answering. I hope not. Castiglione led Aditi along a thickly carpeted corridor, explaining, When this complex was originally built, back when nuclear war was a reality, it was constructed to hold more than 1,000 people in safety and comfort for a year or more, with no contact with the world outside. Aditi asked, Your people actually used nuclear weapons on each other? Sadly, yes. Only a few, but that was enough to kill millions. That's when the politicians finally formed the World Council, to control international affairs and get rid of all the remaining nuclear weapons.
The World Council accomplished that?
Oh, yes. It took some time, and there were a few very tense confrontations. But today we have a nuclear-free world.
That's good, said Aditi.
Flashing a bright smile, Castiglione continued. But we had already built this marvelous underground complex, built it and staffed it. Little did we know that one day it would serve to house a visitor from another star. Aditi did not smile back. Very seriously, she said,
I would much rather be with my husband.
In time, dear one, all in good time, Castiglione said easily. For the present, you will live here in some comfort.
He stopped at an unmarked door, tapped on the keypad on the wall, and the door slid open. With a flourish, Castiglione ushered Aditi into the apartment.
Your home away from home, he said grandly.
Aditi stepped into the living room. It was small but comfortably furnished. She recognized a viewer for three-dimensional broadcasts on one wall. Through an open door, she saw a neatly prepared bedroom.
We've taken the liberty of bringing your clothes from the airbase. You'll find them in the bedroom closet and drawers. If you need anything else, just tell me.
I see.
Still smiling, Castiglione went on.
We have a fairly good restaurant facility here as well. Would you kindly join me for dinner?
It's been a long day, Aditi said, and I'm quite tired.
I understand. Pointing to the telephone console on the end table by the sofa, Castiglione said, You can order dinner brought here.
Thank you.
I'll see you in the morning.
Very well.
Aditi stood in the middle of the room as Castiglione smiled his way out. As soon as the door slid closed, she tried to contact Audrey on New Earth.